We're cruising the Zambezi River that separates Zimbabwe from Zambia with a boat full of visitors from Europe, the United States, and Japan. It's called a booze cruise because the wine flows freely. The captain carefully maneuvers his boat into the shallower water, better for close-up photos of sleepy crocodiles lounging along the bank. But here, even the thunderous roar of one of the seven natural wonders of the world, Victoria Falls, cannot overpower the more discordant voices now being heard in the less tourist-friendly parts of this troubled country. Here, a noisy public street protest against the government of President Robert Mugabe taking place in one of Zimbabwe's largest cities. This one is staged by more than 100 members of a group called Women of Zimbabwe Arise. Minutes after this undercover video was taken, marchers were attacked by blue-helmeted riot police. Many of the women were beaten and arrested.
They came running with baton sticks. They beat me all over, and then they beat me at the breast.
Many tourists also never hear or see this. Hundreds of Zimbabweans, desperate to feed their families, pressed against the iron security bars of a butcher shop, hoping to get in to buy a tiny ration of meat. It's a commodity that's basically disappeared from stores around the country. They shout at the shop workers, begging to be let in, waving their 100,000 Zim dollar notes, worth now only 14 US cents each. Other undercover video shot from a moving car shows Zimbabweans waiting hour after hour in massive queues, searching for necessities of life. Bread, maize meal, beans, meat. They queue from first thing in the morning until late in the evening. The cruelest irony is that in a country with rampant poverty and an unemployment rate approaching 90%, almost everyone on these streets is technically a millionaire. Inflation in Zimbabwe is now the worst in the world, acknowledged by the government to be running at over 7,000%, although experts put it much higher. One Zim dollar, once equal in value to one US dollar, is now actually worth less than a single sheet of toilet paper, offered in this store in bulk for $1.5 million per pack. Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwe's president of 27 years, blames his country's hyperinflation on a plot he says was engineered by Great Britain and other Western nations to sabotage the economy.
Our detractors have redoubled their efforts to achieve illegal regime change in order to reverse our land reform program.
One donor is $16,000.
And so, in mid-June, instant coffee costs over $1 million a jar, and a chicken sells for $250,000. Days later, Mr. Mugabe's government simply ordered the price of everything sold slashed by 50%. Zimbabwean police task forces were issued orders to force businesses to lower their prices, regardless of what they pay wholesale, causing disorder on the streets and forcing hundreds of businesses to close their doors for fear of bankruptcy. Now, most of the shelves are empty, and there is almost nothing left to buy or eat.
Well, I think that one of the tragedies of Zimbabwe is that there are people who are not going to survive this.
A leader of the opposition, David Coltart, serves in Zimbabwe's parliament, elected from a district that is overwhelmingly black.
And the only graphic evidence that one can give a journalist or a visitor to this country of the devastation caused to people is by taking them to cemeteries. When you go to cemeteries, they look like the Battle of the Somme. Acres and acres of mounds of earth, freshly dug, freshly filled, containing the bodies of thousands of Zimbabweans who are falling off the edge of our society.
It's these graves, now dug even smaller than this coffin-sized template, that Coulthard and others say bear strongest witness to the human cost of the country's economic collapse. This cold June in Zimbabwe, shortages include even the space that's needed to bury the tiniest of the dead.